This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. The Boston Celtics are ready to resume their push for the playoffs following the NBA All-Star break. They face the Eastern Conference-leading Milwaukee Bucks tonight. The Celts are currently in fourth place in the East. The team had its high points in the first part of the season, but also endured some crushing losses. Now several conference rivals have bolstered their teams, making the Celts' path to the NBA Finals tougher. Kyle Draper reports on the Celtics for NBC Sports Boston and joins us now to preview tonight's possible playoff matchup and the crucial stretch run. Hi, Kyle. Thanks for speaking with us.
Bob, how are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for doing this. First off, the Celtics get a tough matchup right out of the All-Star break in the Bucks tonight, the best team in the conference. How important is tonight's game in getting the Celts off to the right foot, getting their heads on straight, heading toward the playoffs?
Tonight's game is hugely important for the Celtics. The Celtics have proven they can beat the Bucks in Boston. To go on the road against a tough team in a tough environment against a likely MVP candidate in Giannis Antetokounmpo, that would be huge to jumpstart this stretch run.
The Bucks and the Toronto Raptors are well ahead of the Celtics right now in the conference standings. Do the Celts have a chance to catch them before the playoffs? What are the chances?
When you talk about those two teams, Toronto and Milwaukee, they usually beat the teams they're supposed to beat. The Celtics, meanwhile, those losses against Phoenix, New York, Orlando, some of these bad losses they have, that's where it's going to come back to bite them. I don't expect Milwaukee or Toronto to go on a 2-3-4 game losing streak at any point. Honestly, I think the best the Celtics can hope for is that number 3 seed. That's probably most likely. Catching Toronto and Milwaukee, I think it's going to be tough.
What team do the Celtics need to worry about in terms of overtaking them and possibly knocking them out of the playoffs?
Well, I think you obviously got to look at the Sixers, and I know the Celtics have had a great success in the past against the Sixers, but the Sixers made some moves at the trade deadline. I think they'll be a team to be reckoned with. But really, when you look at the Eastern Conference, Bob, it's a four-team race: Toronto, Milwaukee, the Celtics, and Philly. And I honestly think it's going to come down to home court advantage. If the Celtics have home court advantage against those teams, they win. If they have to go on the road second round to a Milwaukee or a Toronto, it's going to be a major uphill challenge.
Let's talk about a few Celts players. Jason Tatum had a great All-Star weekend. He played in the Rising Stars game, and he won the skills competition. You think he's primed for the stretch run?
I think Jason Tatum succeeding in the rookie game and in the skills challenge, I think that just puts him at a different level. Plus, being around all those stars, whether it's the Kyries, the Durants, the LeBrons, it should make Tatum hungrier. He's going to be key. You know, he's had a good season so far. I think people expected more of him after last year's playoff experience. And also, Gordon Hayward has to be key. He's played well the last 5 or 6 weeks. As we talk about this stretch run, those are two guys I'm looking forward to take that next step.
Hayward has had an uneven year so far after recovering from last season's traumatic leg injury. Is he the biggest X factor for the Celtics going forward?
I think so, because you're talking about a former All-Star. If you got a guy like that that can get back even to 80-90% of what he was before the injury, you talk about all these trade deadline moves these other teams have made, that's the biggest move out there.
So, Kyle, you seem to be saying you're pretty convinced that the Celtics are going to make the playoffs. The question is, how deep do they go?
We've seen this team, when playing against the better teams in the NBA, bring their best brand of basketball. That's why I'm convinced that once the playoffs come, this team will be able to ratchet up another notch. They just have too much talent to flame out early. I think it's Eastern Conference Finals, and it'll be against either Milwaukee or Toronto. And you talk about an exciting time for basketball around here. The Celtics could lose in the second round, or they could make it all the way to the NBA Finals. That's just how crazy it's going to be.
Kyle Draper reports on the Celtics for NBC Sports Boston. Kyle, thanks a lot for speaking with us again. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Bob. Thanks.